InshaAllah, we'll just be reading some of the advices of Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, wa barakatuh. Is that feeling too well today? So, inshallah, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, inshallah, many of us come for the majlis. Sometimes we feel Fazilat is not here. Yeah, I wasted my time. I shouldn't have come today. If we knew before this, we shouldn't have come for the majlis. But as our Buzuruks mentioned, our pious people, that let us look at the intention of a person. Many years ago, one of our students went to Hazrat Mullah Shahki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he stayed there for one chilla. But Allah is doing that the full chilla he stayed there, Hazrat was sick. So they weren't even meeting, allowing the people to meet him. So he was in the room all the time by Firoz Mehman, somebody else used to come out and give bayan. So maybe he met Hazrat one time in the whole 40 days. You feel, hey, I came all the way here, 40 days, and I never got any benefit. So after that, alhamdulillah, he had a dream right at the end of his time. And the interpretation of the dream was that you got a full benefit of the 40 days. Whatever benefit you wanted to acquire, you got it just by coming further, just by coming and staying there. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the intention of a person. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So whenever, sometimes Fazilat is not here also, but we've come with that intention. Sometimes there's even more ikhlas and sincerity. A person even acquires more. Because then a person is not doing it now, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. So Fazilat, one advice which he gave a few weeks ago also, and in the NSC article also, he said we must write about shukr. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fazilat, mashallah, many times he taught us the great value of shukr. So Hazrat says, two things have come to my mind from Allah Ta'ala, and through the blessings of my Shaykh and other Mashaykh, two things are very easy to carry out if practiced upon, and Allah will pull a person towards him. When Allah pulls a person, then his Serbiat will be taken care of, and Allah will remove all his weaknesses. You don't have to make so much of effort. We ask, we doing whatever we can in our small way, and Allah will pull a person. To reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is very easy. You just have intention, and you try a little bit. You walk one step to Allah, Allah is going to walk 10 steps to you. You walk one arm's length, Allah is coming a whole, one hand's length, Allah is coming an arm's length. You go walking, Allah comes running to you. So Allah wants to give us Himself. And it's very easy to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not difficult at all. It's just a little bit of effort from our side. Allah sees that talab and desire. So one simple action is shukr. Let's show Allah ta'ala we're making shukr. Subhanallah, Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullahi once Hazrat mentioned that he used to mention in majlis that he used to emphasize quite a bit on shukr. One of his main themes was on shukr. So he says that shaitan, he attacks a person from different ways. لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَأَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ I will attack man from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ Most of them, you won't find him having a quality of shukr. So Dr. Abdul Arifi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you got a quality of shukr, all the qualities will come into a person. I mean, shaitan can't attack you from any direction. Because shaitan said, I'll attack them from the right, the left, from the front, from the back. So all four directions is attacking you. But he said, you won't find it with having the quality of shukr. So if you've got shukr, whatever attack shaitan is going to make upon a person will be safe from it. So what a simple thing. So may Allah give us tawfiq. So as it mentions there are four things that a person should remember. He says the first thing is marifat. To recognize the bounties as the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at them. For example, our house, which we got, saving us from the rain and cold, which gives us privacy, comfort, the great bounties. Even if that house is not in a suburb, and a plush suburb or some smart, I got a house. Go and see people who are living in tents. Like I was told, we went to Syria. 10,000 places of tents. 10,000, not tents itself, 10,000 villages, instead of tents. We had 2 million people staying there. And they were rich, rich people today, yesterday. And one day, overnight, they lost everything and they are living in those places. So, first we acknowledge. Subhanallah, the ulama mentioned in tafsir, ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُ نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ When you jump on your car, think of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you say, what ni'mat of Allah you must think about? So some mufassirin have mentioned that, you see, when you're sitting in a car, in a vehicle, from all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only human beings who are able to use a vehicle. No other creation of Allah ta'ala uses a vehicle. You won't see one frog standing there and hiking a lift and asking for a horse stop for me. I need a lift here, whatever. Sometimes you'll get the fly jump on the back of the cow and take a free lift, but you can't tell the cow where to go. He's wherever the cow takes him, he goes. Okay, you got to know that only human beings, Allah has given him this bounty, that they are able to utilize the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to travel. And today Allah has given us even the steel and the latest, in al-fulki wal an'ami ma tarkabun. Allah ta'ala has given fulk, those which you create. Allah has made it. Well, an army and the animals which Allah Ta'ala has given you, which you are riding upon, These are bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one thing ulama say is, تَذْكُرُ نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ. When you sit on the animal, the Nabi alayhi salam used to say, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanal Ladhi. Because he was remembering the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. You remember it first, you think about it, and then you utter it with your tongue, Alhamdulillah, Subhanal Ladhi. So, first thing you must think, this bounty, Allah gave it to me, I'm not worthy of it. Allah, from all of the creations, Allah gave it to human beings only. No other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing is, from all of the people who are here, how many people in the world haven't got cars? They haven't got vehicles. But every one of us, Alhamdulillah, I think nearly all of us have come with a vehicle, or we got a vehicle. What a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we ever think, even if it's a skoro, whatever kind of car we're driving, it's taking us from place to A to place B. What a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do you ever think about these bounties of Allah ta'ala? So the first thing is to acknowledge, Allah gave me this marifat, to recognize it. Number two, iqrar. To consciously acknowledge Allah's favor. Say, don't say what wonderful weather today. As I said, they say, mashallah, Allah has blessed us with this wonderful weather. So use the word, alhamdulillah, Allah gave it to us. So make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, in part of the say is also to acknowledge we are not deserving of this. Allah is kareem. Allah yu'ti biduni istihqaqim. You're not worthy of it. All our gunas and our sins, so much of wrongs we are doing, Allah is still giving it to us. So this is the second thing. So first one is ma'rifat, to recognize it. Second one, to acknowledge it. Number three, then to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongue. When we acknowledge it, Allah, it's from you, then we make shukr with our tongue. And as it says also, sometimes the people who are the means for giving us that bounty, we appreciate them also. Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurin lah. And the fourth thing as it says is amal. Whatever Allah has given us the bounties, we use it to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His obedience. Make tilawat of Quran, zikrullah. Allah give us eyes, don't look at haram. Allah give us ears, don't listen to haram. All of these great bounties, Allah has given us time, don't waste our time. So these are great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Hazrat says that, even after this year, just do whatever we can. Allah is shakur. Shakur is that being who, He appreciates our efforts, no matter how little but it is. Allah is very appreciative. So once, many years ago, Hazrat gave one majlis, and he explained that how we can start off with shukr. So one very simple way of starting off with shukr is, there are five things you may make shukr of Allah ta'ala daily. We can increase on that, inshallah. And I think once I saw it in Tanbihul Ghafilin, in the kitab, some of the mashayikh of the past had mentioned the same 5 points. So start off with this, before going to sleep at night, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Just think of these bounties. Inshallah, from there a person will progress. And you think of more bounties, but start off with these five at least. The first bounty, as Allah said, you must make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Allah gave us, Allah made us insan. Allah made us human beings. Imagine if Allah made us on fly, and you're taking that fly sort and you're going to hit that fly. But you could have been the fly, he could have been you. What kamal and perfection have you got in you that Allah made you a human being? Did you put any request? But Allah ta'ala gave you iman. He made you a human being. What a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ashraful makhlukat, from all Allah's creation, Allah chose you to make you a human being. Alhamdulillah. What a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Second thing, make shukr and thank Allah ta'ala, Allah gave us iman. We could have been Abu Jahl. We could have been Abu Lahab, living in that time. We could have been anybody else. And you can look in our own area, in our own town, how many people there were Muslims, how many are non-Muslims? How many people got much more money than us, much more status than us, fame, everything they got, but they haven't got iman. Like I was talking many years ago, we went to Kenya. So there in Kenya, we went past one place, telling us, this man is a Hindu person, he owns this, he owns this, he owns this, he owns so much things. And they say, this man, how much of charity he gives. Even the government, he's not the richest man in the country, but one of the richest men. But the amount of charity which he gives, nobody can equal him. He used to sit at the hospital door. Any poor person comes, he said, right, you're in operation, right, you go for operation, right, you do this, you do this. Amount of bread, thousands of loaves every day he used to give. Just assisting the poor people from all his money, what he was earning, a very huge chunk, maybe a quarter of his money, whatever he was giving in charity. We were shocked. We said, hey, you must give this man da'wat and call him towards Islam. What qualities he's got? So he said, no, many people went to him, Jamaat went to him, so many people have gone to him. He said, I read the Quran, I got the Quran here in my house also, I read the Quran also, I read the whole Quran, I know what's in the Quran, everything. But he died, is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He passed away a few years ago. Outwardly Allah knows, he never passed away with iman. So to have iman is what a great gift, and Allah gave it to us. Allah protect us, and today the ulama say is a time when there's kumara, Allah's sifat of mubil, idlal, is ghalib, is dominant in today's time. That's why many people can become misguided very easily. So you must be very careful. Make dua, ya muqallib al-qulub, thabit qulubana ala deenik, wallah, keep us steadfast. So second is the iman. Make shukr of iman. I read once Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah said, a person continues making shukr on iman, Allah will give him the level of ihsan. The highest levels of iman Allah will grant it to him just by making shukr. Number three, Allah made us the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It could have been in the time of Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, whoever. Allah made us the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the famous story, Musa alayhi salam asked Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala didn't accept it from Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam to be a ummati of this, a nabi of this ummah, and then even a ummati also. But Allah made us of that, subhanallah. Number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept rozi in his hands. He's kept sustenance in his hands. If Allah made it that it was in the hands of so and so person, we'll have to disgrace ourselves in front of that person. But Allah has kept the rozi. If you don't go to a person, he's forcing you to miss your namazes. You can't do this, you can't do that. You must break the commands of Allah. Rozi doesn't lie in your hands. It lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives in amazing ways. Where a person doesn't have any intellect also. One person, he went for a job interview. So they say, they took an interview from him. They said, we'll send you the answer after a few hours. What's your email? He said, I've got no email. He said, no email? In today's time? Person who got no email, he got no life. We can't accept you for a job. So sorry, you can't. So he was down, broken-hearted. Anyhow, he went out. He saw somebody selling potatoes. He bought some potatoes. He went to a few houses. He sold it. And he got some money. He bought more potatoes. Next day, he started selling. A lot of people wanted potatoes. He's selling potatoes. Eventually, he bought one truck. And then after a while, he bought one shop. And now he's selling potatoes. He said he got a big supermarket. He's giving so much, distributing everywhere. After 20 years, he got a big, huge empire. And he's giving so much of charity. So the mayor of the town, they had a big program for him. They wanted to give him an award. This man has benefited our community so much. So when they came to him, then they're giving him the award and they saying, now give us your email. I want to send you a message that, you know, what the price is or whatever, and the bank is going to show you the money if it's coming. So he said, I've got no email. He said, you got no email? Imagine you had an email, what should have happened? He said, I should have been working in the office there. I should have been the office man. But later, without the email, Allah gave me so much. So rozi Allah has kept in his hands. So this is another shukr we must make to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever rozi we're getting, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us it. And the last shukr we must make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has hidden our faults. Every one of us, we all know our faults. Allah is sattar. Allah is the one who covers our gunas. What and what faults? Ulama say, physically also Allah is hiding our faults. If one, something in our stomach opens up and the smell has to come out, no one will stay near you. And if the zahir, the batini gunas have to open up, if there was a camera here in front, and if my brains was open and just put here in front and people could see what's in our heart, what's in our thoughts, no one will ever stay here and look at us also. They'll run away. Allah has made so much of satari. Allah has hidden our faults. And we all know, everyone got our own faults and our own weaknesses. And Allah has hidden our faults. How Allah hides faults of people. So, if we keep these five shukrs, inshallah, Allah gave us, Allah made us human beings. Allah made us, gave us iman. Allah made us the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has kept rozi in His hands. And Allah Ta'ala has hidden our faults. So we start over these five shukr, inshallah, and then we try to build up on the day. In shakartum la azidannakum. Allah's promise, you make shukr, I will definitely, definitely increase you. And as Hazrat says, it's so simple, such a simple thing. Just start off with simple things and see how Allah will take you. One of the greatest and easiest ways to reach the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through shukr. SubhanAllah, ulama say in the past, to reach Allah was very difficult. A lot of mujahada, sacrifice. You see, today's time we're so weak, we're plastic. Allah has made the path very easy. We just start making a little bit of shukr, you do those good actions. Hey, Allah will just pull you to you. You make mistakes, you make tawbah, and Allah is opening the doors. So there's no need for a person to be despondent. Hey, deen is easy. And to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely easy also. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq, inshallah. We make dua for Hazrat also. Allah give him complete shifa, inshallah. And we make effort, inshallah, for our Islam and reformation. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.